Keystone Novelties Distributors seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale, sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Dupont Boulevard, approximately .28 miles north of McCabe Road. The 911 address is 36389 Dupont Boulevard in Selbyville. The zoning district is C1, tax map, District 533, map 9, parcel 46. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Evening, sir, again.
And for the record, we have Max Bushall has been previously sworn in.
Okay, this location here is a new one for us. This will be year one for this location. It is an automotive repair shop garage. You will notice on the map here, it's a little bit deceiving. The overhead view has a lot of cars in the area of where the tent is being proposed to sit. This is because the area where the tent is sitting used to be utilized for automotive sales. The owner of the property was leasing some space on the lot for a gentleman to sell some cars, and that business that used to sell the cars there is no longer in service. So the area where the tent is proposed to sit is completely vacant. We will have full access to all of the parking areas on that southernmost side of the property there. Similar operating procedure here. Everything's going to be standard. Inside lighting, generator 25 feet away from the tent. Portageon facility for the clerk to relieve themselves. No storage is indicated on this map, so that means that there would be a 24/7 security provision in there with the operator and their night watchman. Should a storage be requested, we would of course provide one within the property. Tent would likely be staked on one side of the grass, and then it'll be weighted on the sides around the asphalt there as well. This is going to be a 20 by 40 tent on this property here. Sits alongside Dupont Boulevard.
Questions?
Just for clarification, the vehicles that are in the bird's eye that we're looking at that are closest to the highway, Dupont Highway, you're indicating that they're going to be gone?
Yeah, they're not there.
Okay, because it seems to be a compact site, and so thinking about it from the perspective of people pulling in, backing up, pulling out, and so those cars that I assume were for sale during this picture won't be there.
Correct. Yeah, okay. that portion of the lot, if you were staring at the property from the front, that portion to the right is completely vacant. The cars that you see in the back of the property from the bird's eye view, those are all in a fenced in area, so it will not impede our sale. Okay. And no one will be, you know,
great,
back in that area.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We still looking the same hours, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yes.
And we're looking 10/21 to 7/4, or June 21 to 7/4?
Yes.
3 days to set up, 10 days to take down?
Yes.
What's the estimated traffic?
Same as the other ones, approximately four or five parking spaces at a time.
No smells, vibrations, or noise?
Correct.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
I conclude your pre.
I do have one. Short. How long are you requesting for this one?
This will be a 1 year.
Yeah. Thank you.
That conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13050 for Keystone Novelty Distributors and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13050 for Keystone Novelties Distributors for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely use of the neighboring and adjacent properties As part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 1 year and has the same restrictions as the previous cases, 13046, 13047, 13048, and 13049.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So you voted 5-0, sir, your case is approved. Next case?